Good morning, this is Seb with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Premier David Crisafulli has defended his government's proposal to host the 2032 Olympic rowing competition in Rockhampton's Fitzroy River, yet concerns over the river's suitability for the competition remain. The river is feared to have a strong current, with Rowing Australia CEO Sarah Cook explaining that this current could cause some lanes to have an advantage, elaborating that the least an athlete deserves is to race in fair conditions. The Premier quoted the IOC's decision to greenlight Los Angeles's rowing area, which was technically too short to meet standards, in defense of his decision. Yet lifelong member of Rowing Australia Andrew Gurin has ridiculed this comparison, stating that the 2020 LA course is probably the worst ever used, and Rocky will be one step worse. Queensland greyhound racing competition, the Brisbane Cup, has been indefinitely suspended due to concerns over an unsuitable track, as the Cup's controversial new $85 million venue has not met safety requirements. The competition was previously postponed, with the Cup being pushed back by a week last Saturday over a watering issue at the Ipswich-based venue. A subsequent independent review found the track unsuitable for trialling or racing, with the decision adding to ethical criticism in the wake of previous reports of multiple greyhound deaths during the venue's trialling since March. In national news, in Melbourne, hundreds have gathered to form a human chain to help relocate the city's oldest bookshop from its Bourke Street home after more than a century. The Hill of Content bookshop had everyone from children to construction workers out in the cold rain to help move books hundreds of meters into the new home further down Bourke Street. The owner said that the army of book savers relocated hundreds of books onto new shelves within an hour, and eventually the 17,000 books in the store had been moved to their new homes. The nicknamed Human Conveyor Belt helped the large task move quickly and swiftly, even in the chilly Victorian weather, and helped save the store, established in 1922. Research from James Cook University has found bull sharks are spending 15 additional days in Sydney's coast than they were in 2010, with researchers citing warmer water temperatures for the habitual change. Researcher Nicholas Lubitz has stated that while the chances of a shark bite in Australia remain low, this increase just means people have to be more aware of an increased window of bull shark presence in New South Wales. The warmer waters have been linked to climate change by researchers, with Nicholas Lubitz elaborating that if this trend persists, which it likely will, it could be that a few decades from now, maybe bull sharks are present year-round in waters off Sydney. In international news, a Reuters report has claimed that the Turkish government has detained 500 political opponents of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in the last 9 months. The government's crackdown has jailed over 200 members of the opposition Republican People's Party, including 14 elected mayors, with all the detainees still awaiting their pending trials. Erdogan said the arrests are an effort to disrupt a network of corruption that he stated is an octopus whose arms stretch to other parts of Turkey and abroad. The Republican People's Party has denied the corruption allegations and has labeled them an evident attempt to eliminate a political alternative for Turks. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with westerly winds that will ease throughout the day. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 21 and a minimum of 10, and there's a 5% chance of rain across the city. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Got a totally excellent gig or tour coming up? Or maybe you're hotly anticipating